Well, there is that.
And how about suffering? Do I not need you to suffer?
Of course not.
Oh, then it is okay to end your own life if you have a terminal illness from which you are suffering interminably?
No. Wait a minute. I didn't say that.
Then it's not okay.
No.
Why not?
Because life is God's greatest gift. He gives it, and only He can take it away. It's not up to you to throw it back in His face.
I see. So God becomes angry if you throw His gift back in His face.
I don't know whether God gets angry or what, but it's just not right, that's all.
Is it more right for an 87-year-old woman to suffer horribly and endlessly from a disease eating away at her body than to allow herself to slip out of the anguishing pain and declare her life gratefully and wonderfully over?
Yes, it is more right for her to suffer. That's God's law. Suffer interminably until you die naturally. You shall not take your own life. That's not only God's law, that's the law of the land in many places. I mean, doctor-assisted suicide is against the law.
More civil law based on God's needs, eh?
I didn't say that God needed it this way. This is just the way it is. It's God's law.
Why would God have to have a law like that? Or a law about anything, for that matter.
Because some things are right and some things are wrong. It's just that simple.
But what does God care? If God doesn't need anything, then why does He need you to obey His law?
He doesn't need us to. He just wants us to.
And if He doesn't get what He wants, He gets angry and punishes you, right?
Right.
Sounds pretty much like need to me.
Hey, are you making fun of me here?
No. Are you making fun of me?
No, I'm not. There's nothing funny about this. We're talking about heaven, hell, and everlasting damnation here. You want to make a mockery of that? Go right ahead.
You're doing a good job here, you know that? That is just the way many people think. You said earlier that you are going to speak rhetorically in this dialogue, voicing the questions and comments of the whole human race. Good job.
Thank you. So I guess what's true is that most people think of God in two ways, as having no needs and as having many. We have a kind of a dichotomous God. He requires nothing, really, on the one hand, and on the other, He requires everything.
Yes. These are the two faces of yesterday's God. Tomorrow's God will not be nearly so difficult to understand. Tomorrow's God will not have such a split personality. Tomorrow's God will simply say, I require nothing of you. You may do as you wish. I give you free will. And tomorrow's God will mean it. She will not say, you have free will, unless, of course, you do not do as I require, in which case I will punish you forever. What kind of free will is that? You're free to do what I want you to do? Most of the human race thinks of God as a dictator. A benevolent dictator, for sure, but a dictator nonetheless. People imagine that there is something God has to have in order to be happy, don't they? Now, be honest.
Yes, okay. Most people do think that.
Good. Now you're being honest. And I'm glad, because if you hadn't been honest, I would have had to punish you.
That's funny. You know, that's cute. Let's move on.
Now you said that where you really had a hard time was imagining yourself as needing nothing.
That's right.
So what I want you to know is that the reason I have been making such a point about your idea about God being needy is that this thought about God forms the basis of your thought about yourself. The reason you cannot imagine yourself needing nothing is that you can't even imagine God needing nothing. And if even God has needs, how can you not? You see the trap you've gotten yourself into here.
I didn't before, but I do now.
Good. Because what I'm trying to show you here is that your many ideas about God form your many ideas about yourself. Or maybe it is the other way around. Maybe your ideas about yourself have formed your ideas about God. Do you think this is possible?
Well, I guess so. I mean, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it that way.
Well, think about it. Don't you see God pretty much as a big you? I mean, a bigger version of humans?
I suppose so, yeah. Some people do anyway.
Most people, actually. Most people think of God as a bigger, more powerful version of humans.
Well, the Bible does say that we were made in the image and likeness of God.
And the Bible is right about that.
Well, then you are just a bigger version of us.
No. You are just a smaller version of me.
Okay, same thing.
Decidedly not, my friend. Decidedly not.